Page Burners. That's not my intro.
That's not my intro
at all.
I don't know what that was. This is it, though.
This is it.
That's the recording. Welcome back to Page
Burners. Page Burners.
Yeah. So, we went ahead and we've done with Jeremy Segal. I feel so bad that that book did not have a satisfying ending. That was just like, hey, here's more random crap. Okay, it ends.
It's okay. He got out of jail in the end.
He did. And now I'm just still imprisoned.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about any more Jeremy Segal.
No.
That is if you just want to reminisce on the other episodes.
Yes.
We're going to do something different today.
Yes.
Different because this time I am in charge.
You are always in charge, Cameron.
Oh. And instead of doing a nonfiction self-help book, we're going to do a fan fiction.
This is arguably nonfiction.
Oh, man. That's wild life you got.
You didn't go to my high school. I'm sorry. I should not say this because this particular fanfic, and likely I should say this again about our podcast, this is not intended for children.
This episode especially so. Like, yes. This one... what we're reading today is Sonic High School.
Yes.
By Dark Doom Firemaster on fanfiction.net.
Man, that's such a cool name.
We'll go a bit more into detail there in a bit. But the thing is that this is a very bad fanfiction. And with all bad fanfiction comes basically every content warning you can possibly think of. We got the sex. We've got...
the segs.
the segs. We've got the homophobia. We got racism in there. All from the author, not approaching the subject of racism and homophobia. Just the author straight up racist and homophobic.
You won't be getting that from Cameron or I.
Yeah, these are...
Or hopefully Cameron, you're not
getting... Yes, yes.
Okay.
I'm just giving you guys these warnings that this is a bit off the rails. So, mom and dad, you might want to skip this one.
Yeah. Though this is one of the things that we definitely want to do in this podcast is, though like there's a lot of bad books, there's some that have made its rounds in memes, and that's just something that we want to celebrate. Because, so, this... as terrible as it is part of the culture of Sonic.
Well, let's talk about this for a minute. Let's talk about fanfiction first.
Yes.
So fanfiction generally gets kind of a bad rap for reasons like this story. but generally, I've always kind of looked at fanfiction as kind of a positive thing.
Definitely. It's where I... Well, it wasn't necessarily fan fiction, but it was very fan fiction adjacent. It was an online form-based role play, and basically your first character was going to be based mostly off of some piece of fiction you already knew.
And it's probably going to be Link.
It was not Link for me, but at any way, it's where a lot of writers cut their teeth, and it's something that should be supported.
Fan fiction kind of got started, I think the first time fanfiction became really a thing was with Star Trek in the 70s.
Yeah.
Or something like that. It was published as part of a magazine. Like a fan magazine.
Yeah.
And then as the internet became more available, people were able to publish their fanfictions online. And the thing with any sort of website that caters to user content, YouTube, TikTok... Twitter.
Fourth thing,
yes. you're always going to get mostly crap.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the stuff that the layman will make is probably going to be bad.
Definitely.
That's not a bad thing, necessarily. Like, we're not saying, don't write fan fiction. Don't start art. Point is that everybody starts somewhere, and usually you start somewhere bad.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. In this case, the reason that we've selected this particular one, we're not just going on fanfiction.net and finding the lowest ranked.
Yeah.
Whatever. We don't want to be picking on... we don't want to be punching down. This one has seen a lot of love, I would say. And I think even what we're doing here today is probably another form of love and appreciation. In its weird way.
So what we did last week is let's take something and see how we could improve it. This one is just, let's just rip it to shreds, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we can try to improve Sonic High School if you want.
I don't want to, but like this is... No, I have not read it and finished it. Cameron has suffered through it.
Oh, man.
But a part of me feels like this is something I want to experience. And if I tried to make it more tame, then I would be robbing myself of the strangely possibly positive effect that it would have on me. Cameron's laughing because he's like, there's no way this will make you a better person.
Dude, Jacob. We are going to, this thing gets wild. Let me tell you something.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, point is, I've read some good fan fictions in my day, mm-hmm. like some legitimately good literature. And the thing that makes fan fiction kind of accessible is it's stuff that you already know. It's characters you already know and a world you already know. And oftentimes that just makes something enjoyable.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you just get people that just their barest fantasies, the most primal parts of them, they just put in their fan fiction. This is a bit of everything. Let's read the description here. So this is on fanfiction.net. Sonic High School by Dark Doom Firemaster. Do you just want to read the description at the top there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sonic High School features Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, Amy, Rouge. Sorry, I want to say Rogue.
I would have slapped you.
Sorry. I stopped myself. Rouge, Espio, I don't know Espio, and more in crazy high school drama, passionate romances, crazy cliffhanger endings. That's basically telling me that it's not finished. It is known as the most addictive story online.
Did you know this? Did you know it was the most addictive story online?
Man, I did not. And it is the ultimate Sonic story about high school. I think you're getting a little narrow there. You're getting pretty specific, so that it does fit in there. This story contains no graphic description.
That's a lie.
That is
like, yes, that is the original sin.
I just go into this. Chapter one is everything's on the first page, at least for chapter one. I don't know how other things go. I don't know how the format is, but I ended up scrolling to the bottom. And
I'm not spoiling it.
I'm not saying what I saw, but I saw something and it does not fit within the no graphic descriptions department. Anyway, the story contains quote unquote no graphic descriptions and all the high school students are 18 years old.
The funny thing is they're definitely not, because at no point do you ever get the impression that these people are seniors in high school.
So no graphics, but it's okay.
And Tails is canonically like 8 years old.
Okay. Just let's continue, man.
It gets so bad.
Man. He's canonically 18 here. Shut up. It's his fan fiction.
So right off the bat, usually this is fanfiction.net has like, you put a blurb about what your story is about. The back cover, essentially, put it there. This tells me nothing about the story. This is the author just saying, this is the most addictive story online. It is known as the most addictive story
online. You've nearly read it twice this week, right?
I have.
You have
In read one it. Week, I have read this thing almost twice. Because I had to read it through all the way first just to know the story. Then I had to start reading a second time so I could take more detailed notes.
Are you addicted?
I am a new man, I will tell you that. No, it was the worst because last week we ended up not recording last week. I wasn't feeling too well, but the day before I had stayed up until legitimately 1 a.m. because I needed to finish this.
I got his text. Like, I just finished it. Oh man, what did he say on there? It was something like, "I am a new man."
Yeah, like, I will never be the same.
I will never be the same.
It was so bad.
Man, and so Cameron has not given me any spoilers on this, just that it does have graphic content. Being said, I'm going to let Cameron take the wheel here, unless if there's any other housekeeping you need.
There is some debate on whether or not this is satire or quote-unquote a trollfic. Mm. I have my opinions on if it is or not, but I will keep those to myself for now.
Okay, maybe at the very end.
Yeah, for now, let's just assume that this is completely sincere, in a sincere attempt to read. If anything, it'll just make it more fun.
Gotcha. All right, then.
Okay.
Bring me into this world, Cameron.
All right, we're not going to read this whole thing line for line, but I am going to read the first couple paragraphs here.
Set the scene.
Sonic woke up and looked at the clock. 7 o'clock, it said. And Sonic screamed. I'm late for school! I have to get to school now, said Sonic, jumping out of his bed. Sonic put his clothes on really fast and ran out of his room because he is fast. No time for breakfast, said Sonic as he ran past Sonic's mom. You will regret this, said Sonic's mom, leering at him from the kitchen stove. Wearing aprons and aprons and oven mitts on her hands. Sonic did not care. He was late. Sonic ran outside and ran to the bus stop where people were getting on the bus. You know, as they do.
Also, I like how he says that the oven mitts were on her hands specifically.
Like, where else?
Also, because it wasn't spread out enough.
Or the apron is also on
her hands. Aprons are also on her hands.
Tails! Knuckles! Wait for me! Said Sonic as he ran towards the bus. Hey, Knuckles, it's Sonic, said Tails to Knuckles at the bus stop. He's late, said Knuckles to Tails before getting on the bus. Sonic ran so fast to the bus, and he got on the bus after Tails. Some fast he is. Just in time, said Sonic, huffing and puffing like he was doing the Cupid shuffle for the first time.
What?
Sonic sat down next to Tails, and Knuckles sat behind him.
I'm sorry.
Taking up both seats.
But Sonic does a ton of cardio. There's no way that he gets huffy at the Cupid's shuffle.
The funny thing is, they like barely... He's making so much mention of how fast Sonic is, this is not relevant at all in the entire fanfic.
All right.
And then we get introduced to how bad Knuckles is because he's sitting where two people can sit. And Knuckles, quote, did this every day, and no one bothered him, but they all knew it was against the rules of both man and God. Unquote.
It says that?
It says that.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Okay, is what we're in for. This is what you all signed up for when you clicked on this.
Keep going, man.
I lost my notes. Okay. So.
Snake.
I love the "you will regret this" from Sonic's mom.
Like, he's just skipping breakfast and it's...
You will regret this. Okay, so. I'm not going to read the entire thing. So let me give you the cliff notes here. Tails helpfully tells us, quote, we are at school now.
And they're just there.
It's time to go to class. And yeah, so here we are at school.
Wait, is Tails just the character that gives us the exposition?
Yes. Tails gives so much exposition. It's one of my favorite tropes in this whole thing is that people are constantly just giving us the establishing shot, like... The in dialogue, like, we are at school now. Here we are at home.
Cameron, I am in your home right now. We are. Oh,
it's time to do the podcast.
That kind of works because I think, like, like, Tails is definitely, like, the brainiac. So, like, he has to explain the complex stuff in really simple ways. So, like, in a way, he's...
complex stuff, like our current location.
Yeah. But so, but his general position in the regular Sonic stuff is being the exposition dump and the brainiac in some ways. But, like... So, I'm glad it's consistent in that way, but it's just... It's giving the most... It's giving the information that could have been done cleaner.
Oh, there ain't nothing clean about this, man.
All right, let's go on.
Okay, so they all go to their English class. Mm-hmm. Now, Sonic doesn't like English class because he only likes going fast. Mm-hmm. Anything that's not him going fast or running or sports, he's like, meh. So he quickly goes to his English class. And apparently, it is journal day.
What is journal day?
The teacher, whose name is appropriately Miss Lesson, who, for some reason, the narrator makes us just know that she is not pretty. We just need to know that.
Yeah.
That's not Chekhov's gun. We just need to know that.
Yeah, it says, gray hair, she was not pretty.
Just not pretty. That's quote-unquote, she is not pretty. It is apparently journal day. And everybody has to, like, apparently turn in their private journal to the teacher, and then the teacher randomly will select one from the group and then read a random entry of it out loud. Is this a thing that they did in your high school?
No. In creative writing class, we did have, like, we did share some of our writing, but it was always, like... I wanted to share it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't my diary or personal journal.
And that's the thing. Like, yeah, I've done like a book journal or something where I have to keep up with what I'm reading. I've never had to write a personal journal for my English class.
And I feel like if it was something to, like, if it was, hey, write a journal and keep it and you're getting a grade for it, they wouldn't go ahead and read your journal. It would be something like, okay, show me that you wrote, and it would have dates at the top, and the teacher would go check that you did all those dates.
And, but instead, we're going to read this out in front of the entire class, because so that's how privacy works.
What did Sonic write about?
Oh, man, boy. Sonic is pretty embarrassed, because he doesn't want to turn in his journal, but he is the first to turn it in anyway, because he is fast. Quote, Sonic was so fast that he did it first. Everyone else did it afterwards and slower, unquote. And then, of course, Sonic's journal is the one that gets read out loud. Now, the teacher picks a random entry. We can cut this out, but do you want to just read that?
Oh, dear journal? Is that what this, we're...
We can cut this out if you want to.
That's fine.
This gets pretty gnarly.
Let me read this. Dear journal, I called the doctor today about a problem. I have a problem with my balls. They are itchy and it is difficult to sit still with them because they are so itchy. I have to back up against... against stucco surfaces and rub up and down on them to relieve the itchiness. No creams have worked. Creams only make my balls sweat smell like the breath of a thoroughbred. And I think Amy, my girlfriend, noticed. I like how he has to tell himself...
No, he's not telling himself. He's telling his diary.
He's telling the diary who his girlfriend is.
Okay.
I hope my doctor calls. Love, Sonic.
And then Sonic's like, no, stop reading. But he says it after it's already been read because...
I thought he was supposed to be fast.
You'd think, man.
Man.
You'd think that Sonic also doesn't have testicular issues, but here we are.
Stucco, out of all things. I'm sorry.
All right. Just in case we ended up cutting that.
Okay.
Sonic, apparently, wrote in his journal about him having some severe testicular issues. Apparently, he's got some itchy balls, and he was talking to the doctor about that.
How's that worse than what we just read? Okay. How's that worse? Like, the only... like you said, testicles and then balls. And that's...
Oh, that's where we draw the line?
That's just as descriptive as it gets there.
You missed the thoroughbred and the stucco surfaces.
Okay, well, what's... I get the stucco surfaces. I don't see how that's... But I don't know what a thoroughbred is.
It's like just... It's the dog.
Oh, gotcha.
Or it could also be a horse. It's not a good descriptor.
Okay.
Anyway.
But I'm sorry. I didn't see how your summary was any more tame.
Okay, we'll cut out the summary.
You don't have to. You just keep it. Keep
okay.
it all.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
So Sonic writes in great detail about this. So Sonic is now horrifically embarrassed. So he runs away. He runs to his locker and just starts screaming, "This sucks!" and, quote, "curse words too," unquote.
People swear in this later,
yes,
right?
A lot.
Again, with, like, the Jeremy Seagal, like, swearing but not swearing and then sometimes swearing. It's weird.
So, Tails... Always the good friend that our boy genius is.
And narrator.
Is Tails the narrator?
I don't know.
It's like, I'm pretty sure he's not.
Probably not. I'm sorry. Keep going.
What a twist.
Being a good friend.
Anyway, so Tails, being a good friend, follows Sonic out and tries to comfort him, telling him sweet things such as, quote, "It is okay to have problems with your balls," unquote. Now, Tails is smart, so Sonic feels better. Now, apparently Knuckles was also present in this conversation, and so he naturally asked for more information on Sonic's, quote, "penis and balls," unquote. So Sonic punches Knuckles and then runs away. And all of this is in the same paragraph. Sonic, you know, mortified as he is, runs to his next class, which the author reassures us is okay because it's now second period. This was the shortest class of all time. It's like 2 minutes long. Sonic is also not a fan of history class.
Well, the class isn't short. It's just really, really fast.
Because Sonic is fast.
Because Sonic is
so fast, he goes through school fast. So Sonic goes to his history class, and he sees Amy, who is his girlfriend. And we do have to be reminded about that every time Amy comes on stage. Mm-hmm. So Sonic does a little dance move. That's literally what it says, does a dance move. Which is... must be the mating ritual of the hedgehog.
Probably just dabbing.
Sonic walks in the room. "Hi, Amy. Dab."
I don't know. I don't know. Good work.
I've never understood this. So why is Amy Sonic's girlfriend? Because isn't the main trope in Sonic that Amy is like...
head over heels over, but... and he's clueless or doesn't want it.
Doesn't want it. At best, they're... are they, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, they're just straight up... like, Sonic is way more into Amy than Amy is into Sonic in this fic.
That's a reversal.
Very much so.
Okay.
Anyway, so they kiss. Let me read this paragraph here. Sonic does his dance move. "Wow, cool. Let's kiss," said Amy. And Sonic and Amy kissed right there in class. And some of the other people in the class watched. But the teacher wasn't there yet, so they didn't get in any trouble. And who was going to tell Sonic he can't kiss his girlfriend in class? Amy kissed Sonic so hard that he was thinking, "Let's have sex." But he didn't say it, because the teacher would show up by the time they started to have sex in history class. Sonic kissed back really hard, and it was sexy to everyone.
I'm sorry.
So later in the...
I'm sorry. This is probably not a good joke. But he's not fast enough to beat the teacher coming in?
Sonic is the fastest at sex. He finishes before anybody.
I'm sorry. That's what this should be about.
I just want to point out. Later, this might be a spoiler, but later in the story, we get an author's note in which the author reveals that he is about to start eighth grade. So, So if you look at this through the lens of somebody who clearly has no idea what sex is, who has no idea what high school is like.
Probably has experienced some itchy balls.
Hmm. Haven't we all?
Yep.
And wrote about it in our journal.
But definitely, sorry, is completely uneducated on what the sex is.
And that shows up throughout it. Again, we're under the assumption this is not purposely bad.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
But this is serious.
And
it is serious.
So the teacher arrives, and Amy goes to sit next to Rouge. And Amy and Rouge start laughing. And Sonic, he thinks he's so cool. So he thinks they're just talking about how great it was when they kissed. But then turns out that they're actually talking about Sonic's, quote, gay ball problems, unquote. I did mention there's some homophobia in here. I don't think a single chapter goes by without just something being gay.
Oh, man.
In particular, every time they mention Sonic's ball problems, it's always his, quote, gay ball problems. Literally everyone.
That's right. Just, oh, man. Okay, chapter one.
I just wanted Holy to put cow. That in there. So Sonic is devastated.
And wow, he did not know what to say.
Now you get to, now you understand the context somewhat of that last line.
Okay, so let me do a brief chapter predictor here, maybe. But I think the next chapter is going to be a bit of a redemption arc where he comes to terms more deeply with himself and his insecurities about his quote-unquote gay ball problems.
Trademarked. Gay ball problems, TM.
TM. So I feel like this is where he's going. It's about acceptance of yourself and your body.
No.
No? Okay. chat per two.
Yeah, okay.
It does not say chat per, but I...
Chapter two, the prom. Okay. So Sonic is so... He's so mad. So what he does is... First thing he does is he goes home and he takes a, quote, a big poop. Unquote. And it was, quote, a mad poop. Yeah, we've all been there, right? We've all just had to go and just let our emotions out.
This isn't relatable, Cameron.
Okay.
I don't feel like I've ever mad pooped.
Ooh, you should try it.
I've had... What?
No.
What?
Don't worry about it. Okay. The rest of this paragraph is a very graphic description of this poop, comparing it to a gunshot and how it smelled so bad that the HOA got involved and put fans outside to try to clear up the scent.
I feel like they've just come... He's heard his parents complain about the HOA. Oh, man.
It's not Sonic narrating. It's
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
I just want to remind the audience that this story contains no graphic descriptions. All right, so Sonic's mom then comes in to comfort him. She asks Sonic, "What is wrong?" asks Sonic's mom.
Well, what is wrong, yeah. Sonic?
What is wrong, Sonic? Asked Sonic's mom. Nothing, said Sonic. Let's rewind there. Quote, nothing, said Sonic. Unquote, said Sonic.
Okay, keep going.
Sonic's mom doesn't care, so she just wants him to stop crying so she can watch TV. Mother of the year right there is Sonic's mom. He then sees Tails flying outside his window, who has come to comfort him once again about his, quote, gay ball problems, unquote, trademarked. Now, Sonic likes Tails because, quote, he was always nice and smart and didn't care that Sonic left his porns around his room, unquote.
Wait.
Now, that's true friendship right there.
Does that mean that he goes over to Tails' house bringing porn, and then together they watch porn, or read porn, or do... There's porn, And then he just leaves a copious amount of it everywhere.
I think it's more of Tails comes over to his house to experience the porns. And he just leaves his magazines or whatnot just strewn across his floor. You know, like Sonic the Hedgehog does.
And like friends do all the time. Because, oh goodness.
I don't think any characters are truly in character in this. But that's neither here nor there. Now,
I don't know. I don't know Sonic's id, his deep desires. Skipping. I'm sorry. I'm not making a fanfic. I'm reading.
So Sonic starts crying. And then Tails, quote, put his hand under his face to catch the tears, unquote. And why do you think he did this, Jacob? Because tears can stain a carpet.
Oh, this is bad.
Tails then helpfully reminds Sonic that the prom is tonight. Because of course it is. Sonic apparently forgot this fact and perks up, asking if the limo is here. Apparently, the limo is there. What timing?
Does Tails say, we are now in the limo?
No, he doesn't. Now, we get introduced to the limo driver here, which apparently the limo driver, quote, looks like a person, but darker colored.
Oh, no. You think people are just one color?
So the limo is apparently broken eternally. So they run to the prom.
So they just introduced a limo with a black guy in it, and then...
We had to know that the driver was black for no apparent
reason.
And
not human, apparently.
No, he is human. He's a person, but darker. Looks like a person, but darker colored. That is quote-unquote what the author is saying here.
Okay.
The limo is broken eternally, so they run to the prom. So it was literally just, is a limo here? Yes, it is. Oh, limo broke. Understandable, have a nice day. And then they zoomed off to the prom. Now, Jacob, where do you think prom is held?
Okay, at like the high school?
Yes, it is an island called Ghost Island. Yeah, just like our high schools did it.
Oh, I'm so fond of Ghost Island.
So, Ghost Island...
I nearly forgot.
Ghost Island is apparently really scary and shaped like a skull, which makes it the perfect place for prom.
And everything looked like it was dead.
If it was an island and everything looked like it was dead, yes. How is the limo supposed to get to the prom, to the island?
I don't know. Don't ask me that question.
Okay, so Tails, ever the super smart, canonically 8-year-old, is quick.
Everyone's canonically 18 in this game. Said it.
There is supposedly 8. It's okay. They're all 1,000-year-old vampires. Tails, ever the super smart, canonical 18-year-old, is quick to point out how strange it is to have prom on an island, echoing all of our thoughts. But also, nobody from school is currently at this prom. It's just an empty island.
Maybe they forgot like Sonic did, but 5 minutes ago.
Now, what is something you would expect to see at prom?
I don't know. Like
Haunted House, yes.
What?
So the
COVID... You didn't even let me answer that!
The
COVID...
Alright, so they come into a haunted house, and they see a ghost and a mummy.
Okay.
So is a prom usually late in the year?
Yes!
Not at Halloween?
Yes, that's homecoming is close to... Homecoming's in the fall.
Anyway, this is an eighth grader, so he doesn't know what prom is. It's fine. Turns out the prom and the haunted house were actually a trap laid by Eggman. Tails gets trapped in a cage. Eggman then says the best line of dialogue I have ever heard. unironically, which is, quote, "Welcome to a graveyard of you," unquote. So stupid, but it is it so well. Welcome to a graveyard of you.
Does he do something immediately, or does he continue monologuing?
So,
it's not, welcome to a graveyard of you, and he pulls out a gun and fires.
Sonic does start just immediately running. He monologues of, ha-ha, you have fallen into my trap. Eggman, why are you here? Are you here for the Chaos Emeralds? And then Sonic shakes his fist at Eggman, and Tails ran at him, but then he gets stuck in a cage.
That's in character. All of that's in character.
He says, welcome to a graveyard of you, which I did look up. I did Google this. It is completely original to this guy. You're looking at me like this is the stupidest thing. What are you talking about? Sonic was shocked, but did not run forward because he did not want to get caught too. But what if Eggman did not have another cage? Sonic did not know, so he went to the side in a different room. This room was smaller and had carpets and wallpaper. It was still scary, though. Sonic said, I have to find a way to save Tails. And he goes into it. He just Scooby-Doos through a bunch of rooms in this haunted house. Eggman does just laughs and announces that he apparently has Amy captive and intends to, quote, do the sex to her tonight.
I was about to say that this is all pretty in character until that last line. Wait, it's do the sex to her?
Do the sex to her tonight. And then Sonic laments his reality, shouting, no, this cannot be real! And then he starts plotting his next move.
I've read the second to last line here. Am I too far ahead?
No, that's it says, quote, I kissed Amy, and now you can never date her again because I am going to do sex to her tonight.
You can't date someone because someone else, they've been with someone else. That's,
I like how we're just totally dodging the fact that this guy is just literally saying, I'm going to rape your girlfriend.
Yeah, there's also that.
You know, as you also would see in Sonic the Hedgehog.
I'm also assuming, well, because the, just, no. Eggman's not a high school student in this, is he?
All characters are 18, no.
No.
No, he's not. Okay.
So he's, it says all high school.
True, yes, it does say all
so
high
that's,
school students.
So that's what 18. I just checked there. So, this guy's, man, this is so disgusting.
Don't worry, it gets worse.
Oh, good. Okay, next chapter.
All right, so chapter 3, the two most important people. Sonic runs, quote, the fastest, unquote, to Dr. Eggman, nondescriptly skipping all his nondescript traps, and jumps for the platform. He misses because it was just so high up, so he jumps for another spot that was nondescriptly easier to get to. Show, don't tell, right? Tell, don't show. Eggman defends himself with a dome of lasers, declaring that, I will have my way with the treasures of this island.
I assume Amy is included in that.
I'm pretty sure Amy is the treasures of this island.
Go.
So Eggman flies off, and Sonic, having been knocked off by the lasers, is unable to follow. He, quote, didn't get to go to, unquote. Having lost his target, Sonic makes a plan to find Amy and to save Tails from his cage. He tries some random doors, and in one, he finds a painting of an old man that was, he was so old, he looked like a skeleton.
I like that description, actually.
So old, he looks like a skeleton.
I like that.
Now, just cop Chekhov's gun a little bit on this. Sonic remarks that the man probably was in the real estate business and willed all his money to his sons who built the island or a haunted house or something.
Wow.
All right, this now...
That's some Sherlockian...
Now, calmly uncock your weapon and put it back on the wall.
Okay.
Because that has nothing to do with anything.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so Sonic just walks out of the room, and Chekhov puts his sheet over his gun.
Wait, the guy's name is Chekhov?
No.
Okay.
Sonic goes...
I was like, that's a level of knowledge I would not expect a seventh grader to know.
No.
And yet he just, like, doesn't follow through with it.
No, that's just me ad-libbing.
Okay.
Sonic then conveniently finds Amy in the next room, tied on up on a bed with, quote, a lock in her mouth so she couldn't open it or say anything at all, unquote. So Sonic unties Amy.
Lock in her mouth.
A lock in her mouth. Sonic unties Amy, and Amy laments that prom isn't living up to her expectations. And then Sonic considers just having sex with her right there, but remembers that Tails is still trapped and needs help.
What a homie.
What a homie.
On prom night, too.
On prom night. Sonic, or quote, "Where is the key to open Tails' cage?" said Sonic to Amy. We need to open Tails' cage. He can't get out of the cage. Unquote.
That's some beautiful over-explaining. I felt that was... I thought that was defined in itself by the existence of a cage.
He can't get out of the cage!
Okay.
Oh, no, sorry. It says he can't get out the cage. I had to put a sick next to it just to make sure I read that correctly out loud. All right. He can't get out the cage. Amy says that she saw Eggman hide the key behind the painting in the room that she wasn't in. You know, the old man that looks like a skeleton who was probably a real estate mogul and willed all his money to his sons who, whatever, built the island.
Old man Chekhov, of course.
Yes. Alright, so Sonic goes into the other room and punches the painting like a bodybuilder and finds the safe. Do you know that bodybuilders punch paintings?
All the time. They have to defend the Mona Lisa with more bodybuilders.
Yeah, we defend Da Vinci. This is me, Hans, and my brother Franz. And we are here to pump you up.
To pump you up.
Anyway, please don't sue us, ABC. So, Eggman hid the key in a safe, which is good. It's good to know.
And he punched to get to it.
It's good to know that the good doctor, Eggman, believes in two-factor authentication. So Sonic tries to think of the password to this safe, and he waxes philosophical about how Eggman always foils his plans to be the hero, because that's how it works. It's like a reverse villain monologue. Amy suggests that it's Eggman's name, and Sonic thinks she's stupid. The narrator then reminds us that Amy is Sonic's girlfriend. We needed that reminder.
Oh, man.
Don't
call your GF stupid, man.
He didn't. He just thought she was stupid. Oh, you know, like a good boyfriend. Sonic guesses the password as Chaos Emeralds, but spelled backwards.
Is that his first try?
Yes, Sonic's first try.
He doesn't try Chaos Emeralds forwards first? Or Eggman? Or any of the other ones?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, man.
Instead, he's like, what if the password is Sao Sladarme?
Okay, so here's the thing. He's super fast, man. You could literally do 111 or 0000000001.
Lois? Damn. 11112. Lois? Damn.
You could have done... I'm sorry, there's a cool way to have done this, and you didn't. And this is assuming that there's no limit of how many passwords you can guess, but...
Anyway, Sonic is the best at everything. The doctor will later on tell him so. Spoiler alert.
It's certifiable.
So they get the key, they go and unlock Tails' cage. And Then Sonic laments that Eggman got away, quote, like a slippery balloon that Sonic let go of, unquote.
Slippery balloons.
This person loves their weird similes.
I'm down for it. I'm down for it.
Tails and Amy reassure him that it's okay, because they are both safe. That his friends are safe. And Sonic considers that his balls aren't itching anymore, and agrees. That's his takeaway, is at least his balls aren't itching.
Okay, so I was right.
About what?
He is complete within himself. He has come to terms with his balls.
I don't know if that's him coming to terms with his balls as much as his balls are just coming to terms with existence.
Okay. You know, semantics. Semantics.
Anyway, chapter 4. Getting a date.
Wait. I'm sorry. Go. Just go.
No, no. What is this? What are your qualms about this story?
It's GF. It's a girlfriend. Like,
we don't know if it's... It never says that it's Sonic that needs to get the date.
Okay, well...
In fact...
Okay, don't. That's... I shouldn't say don't. Just do, in order.
I will.
Okay.
So, back at school, Sonic tells everyone about the great adventure he had and how he wasn't able to kill Eggman. You know, as Sonic does. Darn, I wasn't able to kill Dr. Eggman.
That Eggman, I'll sure murder him next time. Oh, man.
Knuckles, always the wizened old owl of the group, reminds Sonic that they ought to focus on school instead of saving the world. Knuckles says this.
The bad boy.
The bad boy who's so bad that he sits in two seats, and which is a crime against man and God. Anyway, so they need to focus on school. And, quote, Sonic knew he was right, because it's called Sonic High School, and it should be more about the high school part, unquote.
What?
Tails then announces that he's taking part in a science competition. As he does. You know, he's a smart little fox. He will make an invisibility hat. Knuckles, who values his education very much.
What? Okay, so a couple things. Okay, so I was reading through it, trying to find where you were. The name of the high school is Sonic High School.
Yes! Yes, it is.
Like, it's not. That's not the title of the book. That's the name of the.
It could be both. So it could be him saying both. The narrator calling back to the title of the book. But then again, spoiler a bit. At the very, very end, the principal announces that the school will now be renamed in Sonic's honor.
That's weird. Okay.
So it may.
Okay. I'm getting on to my other point. Invisibility hat.
Yes.
That's not enough to cover you.
It's an invisibility hat. Oh, like a cloak covers absolutely. Well, yes, it does.
Oh, yeah. You're supposed to hide beneath it and all that.
It's an invisibility hat. You wear the hat and it turns you invisible.
Is it pointy? Is it a ball cap?
Don't worry about it. There are no graphic descriptions here. We are not going to graphically describe this hat.
Does the hat come up again?
Something will come up. Oh,
Cameron.
Sorry, I'm skipping ahead. Okay, yes, the hat does come up again.
Okay. The dumb invisibility hat. Okay, now granted, I'm being a little too picky because they're...
This is where you draw the line. Invisibility
rings exist. But I find it funny because... It's either... I'm sorry. Go ahead. It's my qualms with some weird internal logic.
Don't worry about it. No, it's fine.
It's fine.
All right, so he's going to make an invisibility hat. And Sonic... And Knuckles, who values his education so much, calls Tails a nerd and announces his plans to cause trouble. Quote, what a bad guy, unquote.
Keep going. Oh, goodness. Why is Knuckles flip-flopping?
Knuckles is flip-flopping. He has to value his education, but Tails is a nerd. Anyway, Shadow, who is also here, announces, I'm not going to be around much longer, with ellipses included.
Said Knuckles.
Yeah, it's quote, I'm not going to be around much longer, dot, dot, dot.
Gotcha.
The narrator specifically wants us to know that he ends each sentence with ellipses because it sounds mysterious. This is not me putting analysis on there. The narrator literally says that he ends every sentence in ...
He always did ellipses at the end of what he was saying because it
makes him sound mysterious.
How do you pronounce ellipses, Cameron?
Ellipses.
In using ellipses.
Oh, dude, I don't know. Do you just like trail off at the end?
When he was saying anything, you just...
I'm not going to be around much longer. And then like it's a mandatory silence after you end your sentence. Nobody is allowed to talk for about 2 seconds.
Goodness.
That's how you pronounce an ellipses. Oh.
That's not a thoughtful choice then. That's just other people being quiet and not knowing how to reply immediately.
It makes them sound mysterious, Jacob. Anyway, don't read ahead. It's important. Okay. Do not read ahead.
Okay.
So the narrator specifically wants us to know that he's using ellipses. Tails asks where Shadow is going. Now, where do you think Shadow is going?
Oh, he's... Sounds like he's gonna kill himself.
No, he's gonna kill his parents.
And then himself?
No. Shadow's edgy in the do crimes in the city way, not in the cut yourself way. Shadow just gets up and Tails is like, where are you going? And Shadow's like, I'm gonna kill my parents. Which is great.
Okay, why? Does that come up?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Maybe not in the way you expect, but...
We're actually getting some weird plot points here, because the invisible hat is a setup, the killing of Shadow's parents...
Maybe I should start letting you guess which things are Chekhov's gun.
Okay.
Anyway, so...
I won't ask that anymore. I'll just be like, okay, that'll be something.
All right. I am going to kill my parents, said Shadow. See, this is how Shadow, I'm quoting, this is how Shadow is worse than Knuckles. He did serious bad things. At least at the end of the day, Knuckles could sleep. Shadow was too dark for that. Unquote.
It's too dark.
It's too dark sleep. For that. That's what Shadow's going to do. He's going to kill his parents. Espio, who is a chameleon, by the way.
Oh, okay.
He's unfazed by this. Everyone is unfazed by this announcement. Nobody thinks this is weird. So Espio says he's going to join the football team. Charmy B wants to audition for the school play. Literally nobody likes Charmy B.
I have no idea.
Just like Sonic's ball problems, the narrator has to always mention that Charmy is gay, except he's not. It's just everyone's calling him gay.
Oh, so it's just, oh, you're so gay, Charmy.
Yeah.
But he actually is not homosexual?
Pretty much, yeah. But literally every character that ever refers to Charmy, literally everyone mentions that he is gay. Sometimes they use a slur. Yeah. I'm going to leave most of that out.
Okay.
I just want you to be aware that this is what the story is doing.
I don't think that's going to go anywhere. I don't think Charmy B is going to be anything.
Okay. Nobody likes Charmy B. Quote, Charmy is used to being hectored, so he was able to remove himself from his potent fury.
You mean unquote. Heckled?
No. Hectored.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
Hectored. Okay. Espio mentions how hot Rouge is, so Sonic tells him to ask her out. Espio laments that the prom was yesterday, and Sonic helpfully reminds him how dating works.
Well, also, no one else went to it.
So. Literally nobody went to the prom. There was nobody there.
Man.
Prom is probably in May, not October. Anyway, Espio gets excited, because that means that him and Rouge can... kiss and have sex tonight.
Tonight. Wow.
Quote, Espio was like a little boy looking at his mom's boob for the first time.
What? Okay. He's a chameleon, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You could probably look up an image of him, but yeah, he's like a purple chameleon.
That's so weird.
And Rouge is a bat.
Oh, so don't objectify your mom? Like, that's so weird.
I like how it specifies a little boy looking at his mom's boob for the... It's
yeah, it's weird. It's so weird.
It's weird.
There's some Freudian stuff in there.
What does that imply? Okay, so Sonic and Tails.
Maybe the author thinks it's relatable. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of things the author thinks is relatable that aren't in this. Oh, man. Like, some of the similes he uses are like, okay.
Right.
Anyway, Sonic and Tails decide that they'll get Espio a date right now. So they drag him over to Rouge. Rouge is very confused and blinked her eyelids quickly like a race car.
As one does.
Here's the thing. I am a racing fan, and certain types of race cars do... You're blinking at me.
Like a race car.
So, this is such a weird simile, because it's actually kind of spot on, but it's like 2% of the readership is going to think it's spot on.
Okay.
So who would know that? Except me and the other very small amount of people that... watch motorsports these days. It is such a weird simile that anybody but me is going to look at and be like, what are you talking about?
Man.
Anyway, that is... I like race cars, so that was a take.
I'm down. I'm down for it.
Anyway.
You got to write that anti-grav fanfic one time.
It's not really a fanfic.
I'm sure if you wrote it on fanfiction.net, if
I mean, I can make it a Wipeout fanfic, but
yeah,
I kind of want to. I don't know. Anyway,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I do need to write.
We support fanfiction. We support.
We also support regular fiction. They're both good, but regular fiction you can take to your parents and have them feel impressed and not disappointed. Am I wrong? It could be like the greatest fanfiction in the world.
I don't know. I've had. I'm a mom's boy. I feel like my mom is always very supportive of my writing.
Yeah.
And even if she, I guess I'm getting your point. the act of writing, yes. The content, not necessarily.
My point is, fanfiction can be a very good thing that I support, but most people don't support it.
Alright.
If you can make an original story instead of a fan fiction, sometimes that's better. Anyway. So Espio asks Rouge out, and Rouge says yes. Sonic and Tails high five because, quote, by the time this night ended, one of them would have done their first sex.
Not both.
One of them will have done.
So that's either implying that he knows one of them is a virgin, but not which one.
Yes.
Or implies that they're both virgins, but somehow somehow only one of them is doing the sex.
It's very great, isn't it? All right. Oh, and boy. I put in my notes to read the last paragraph.
Okay.
Now here's the hard part, said Espio. How do I put sex in her without getting in trouble? Sonic and Tails looked at each other and thought, uh-oh. And Espio walked out while holding on to Rouge's boobies, because they are now boyfriend and girlfriend, and it's allowed to do that.
Not holding hands.
Holding boobs.
Holding boobies.
Hey, do you want to go out? Yes. All right.
Ooh. Oh, goodness.
This person...
Also, they're suddenly boyfriend and girlfriend after saying yes to one date. And one date equals the segs.
Yeah, it is apparent that Dark Doom Firemaster on fanfiction.net does not understand how dating works. So that is that chapter. Holy crap, we're already an hour in.
Yep. So, if you want to go ahead and just get... not get in trouble with the segs.
Okay, let's do this last chapter here, and then we'll call it.
Okay.
Technically, two more chapters, but because I'm not going to go into details of chapter 6. So in chapter 5, preparations. Mm-hmm. Sonic and Tails get Knuckles on the bus to go home. Tails helpfully announces that they are on a bus. Espio and Rouge are conspicuously absent as they plan how to do the sex tonight. Knuckles stretches out across even more seats because, quote, now the limits were the Alpha and the Omega, unquote.
Does that imply that Knuckles took up all the seats? The first one, the beginning, and the end seat?
All of the seats!
Not just he sat where two could, which is a crime against man and God.
And man and God. Okay. Tails helpfully announces that they are almost home.
Yeah.
The narrator helpfully announces that Sonic, Knuckles, and Tails are not related and thus do not live together.
Fair point.
After eating dinner, Sonic opens a fortune cookie.
Wait, did they have Chinese food?
Yes, they had Chinese food.
Okay.
And Sonic opens up a fortune cookie. What do you think Sonic's fortune is? Do not read it.
Okay. I don't even know the spot there. But it's something like... Okay. It's something like, this is a graveyard of you.
Why, yes, it is. The path to glory begins at the base of your friend's penis.
What?
Hold on.
The path... What? Hold on.
Control F that, man. The path to glory.
The path to glory begins at the base of your friend's penis. And Sonic, inside of his head, reading the fortune cookie paper, and he knew it was a good sign for what was about to happen tonight when Espio and Rouge went to sex.
So Tails calls and suggests that they give his invisibility hat to Espio.
I don't like the person that writes in these cookies.
Have you never gotten that one before? After you eat your Panda Express, you open one up and it's just like, yo, path to happiness.
Let me tell you this. No fortune cookie I've ever eaten or seen has ever talked about your dick.
Man, what fortune cookies are you eating?
They've never talked about your penis, man.
Well, that's weird, man. It's mine exclusive. Anyway.
Why are they getting so descriptive? Why? Is it a good description? Don't answer that. Why? Okay.
Alright, so Tails calls and suggests that they give his invisibility hat to Espio to help him have sex. Sonic agrees that this is a brilliant idea.
I don't get it. What? Oh, because if they have sex, they could get in trouble.
So they have to have invisible sex.
Invisible sex.
Okay. Sonic explains the device to Espio, and Tails' voice is hoarse from yelling his order at the lunch lady, who lost their hearing in an earthquake.
Let's just skip over that. That's not going to be relevant ever again.
The invisibility hat also makes you impossible to hear. Espio takes the hat, and the duo wish him luck. Back at home, Sonic hopes...
Wait, pause. He's a chameleon, right?
I was hoping you would pick up on that.
Is that good enough?
Alright, so they wish him luck. Back at home, Sonic hopes that Espio gives him all the gory details, because this is a shocker. Sonic has never had sex.
Really?
Really.
Man.
Amazing, isn't it? He wants to make sure he gets it right, because all he knows is kissing, and he thinks it's like that. Sonic then gets determined. He is going to get laid. So he messages Amy using Sonic Instant Messenger TM.
Nice.
Amy says no.
He must be like a billionaire if everything's named after
him. Everything is named after Sonic. Anyway, so he messages Amy asking if she wants to have sex. Amy says no. And Sonic is shocked.
felt like a total idiot.
All right. This is the last chapter we're going to do today. Nice. This one is almost pure erotica.
Okay. So this is something I read later.
Yes. I'm not going to go into all the details here, but...
I'm sorry. I just read one part.
So let's build up to this.
Okay.
So Espio goes to Rouge's house. This is their date, by the way. Rouge asks where they're going. And Espio asks for sex then and there.
I hope he chooses this line because it's so bad.
If I don't choose this line, we'll get to it. There's so much in this.
Okay.
This is erotica written by an 11-year-old. It is one who has proved he is bad at similes.
Yes.
I am not going to go over everything in here, but if for some reason...
Is it the...
if for some reason Sonic the Hedgehog character's having sex, does it for you? Oh, man.
Chapter 6. Skip to
Chapter
it.
6. Rouge asks where they're going. Espio asks for sex then and there. They have invisible sex on the front lawn. this chapter will get us demonetized if we go into it. Some highlights. Espio could tell they both had an erection.
Okay, good start.
Then Espio used his tail to flip her over. He can do this, unquote. He can do this, is in parentheses.
Okay. Yeah.
And then at that... And then Espio screamed, "It's semen time!" And Rue shouted, "Create a generation in me!"
That is... I'm sorry, that's so hot.
What was the one that you saw? What do you want to bring to the attention of the masses and our parents who are listening to this?
That's... You may want to cut this, and afterwards you could be like, okay, we'll cut this, and then we'll laugh at this.
We can go over this entire paragraph, this entire chapter, after we cut the recording here.
All right. Espio.
It's so good.
Also, it was a big awesome.
It's big.
Big awesome one. Anyway, if you're coming back from that...
Yeah, so we just cut off for a moment so we could reminisce some of this stuff.
I highly recommend chapter 6.
Top-notch chapter. Espio then having their date on the front lawn being completed, Espio leaves Rouge on that lawn with a simple bye-bye and goes back home. And that's the end of the chapter.
Well, Cameron... I'm beginning to see why you're addicted to this.
It's the most addictive story online, didn't you know?
Addictive and not at all graphic. Man. Well, Cameron, thank you for tormenting yourself on this one. This has been fantastic. What?
We are only about a quarter of the way through this.
Only a quarter. Is there...
This is a 36,000 word book? Is that what we're going to call it?
Sure.
Point is, I want this in hardcover, and I want it in my front room, on my bookshelf.
Display it openly, much like
Sonic High School,
much like the invisibility hat. Oh goodness!
Many things were displayed openly in Chapter 6,
and that was the most tame.
It gets worse.
Oh goodness! All right, Cameron, that was fantastic. Thank you so much for reading. Thank you so much for doing that. Next time we'll be doing some more of this.
Yes. Probably for another two or three episodes at this rate.
Oh, man. Well, I'm Jacob.
I'm Cameron.
Till next time.
We're not even going to do the send-off this time, are we? We're not... No like, comment, subscribe. We're just...
I'm so done.
We're just done.